So let's understand about decision making in organization. Once we have understood how people behave, what are the attitudes of people, what are the values, what are the perceptions, personality, etc. All these things are going to affect the decision making in organization also. There are various models of decision making. One is rational decision making, where it is absolutely based on science, one can say, based on protocols, based on certain things which are absolutely logical. So rational decision making, the steps are, first we define what exactly is the problem. At times what you perceive to be a problem may be different. So one should go into detail and find out exactly what is the problem. At times the union has got some thing against the management because they were not listened to in the collective bargaining, or for the bonus they were not agreed to what they were asking, but they had to bow down because the time period for the agreement of the bonus was coming too soon and they have to satisfy their workers by deciding the amount of bonus. So they have taken little back seat and agreed to the union, management's decision about bonus, but then still they are not happy about it. And they create problems little later for either in the canteen or in the security or in the medical department for some or the other minor reason. The actual reason may be different because they were not satisfied in the collective bargaining regarding bonus. So as an IR manager, you have to see, you have to analyze the situation and find out exactly what is the problem. Unless you define the problem clearly, naturally you cannot get the solution out of which. So first define the problem, then identify what are the decision criteria to be laid down, on which grounds we are going to take the decisions, what are the various alternatives for this. Allocate weights to these criteria. For this criteria, we want that out of this, suppose there are 5 criteria we have decided for this problem, then we have to give the weights to these criteria. Some criteria we may give weight to be 50%, some 10%, some 20%, some 5%, like that. So naturally the criteria for which 50% weightage is given, one has to solve that problem more urgently and in a better way. So after deciding all this, you develop the various alternatives to solve this problem. Then evaluate each alternative to find out the pros and cons and the feasibility of this, implementing these alternatives, and then select the best alternative and implement. If it succeeds, well and good. If it fails, then think about the second alternative. This is what is ideal, which is absolutely rational problem solving or decision making for the problem solving. But in most of the organizations, these things do not occur because, one, it is highly time consuming. Second, it can lead to more cost. Third, you cannot actually find out multiple alternatives at times because of the less creativity of the people, less importance given to this problem, or it is difficult to exactly give weightage to the various criteria of the problem also. And then to implement it, everybody may not agree to that, and then again suppose you fail, then go for the next alternative and all. It's a lengthy process. And in the organization, usually there is going to be politics, coalition of certain parties who are going to have more importance in the organization, and they have got more weightage in their decision making powers also. So normally what happens, decision making in organization occurs with bounded rationality. Now, what is bounded rationality? It is rational, little bit logical, but there are boundaries kept to that. So, what we do actually, we find out alternatives which is easy to find. You do not scratch your head or do brainstorming and go on thinking about various possible alternatives. You find out some of the easy alternatives to find, which are clearly visible and of course familiar to you, or some of these alternatives already you have tried in similar situations in the past. And then these alternatives are reviewed. We focus on those similar to the current option until an acceptable, not to be optimal, alternative is identified. Something which is satisfactory enough, acceptable, you are going to take, although it is not optimal, although it is not absolutely ideal alternative, you find out. It may be by your past experience, it may be by your intuition or gut feeling, and then you implement that decision. So, it is more or less bounded rationality that you are using in this. So, what's happening in this kind of decision making? There are biases and mistakes which can occur. Many times there is an overconfidence bias where one can overestimate one's performance and ability. They feel that, oh, we can manage this, and they are overconfident about it. They are overestimating their performance and their ability to do this. At times they say that this project we can complete it within 6 months, although when you go into depth of that, you see the environmental circumstances, it may not be possible even to complete it in 1.5 years, but with overconfidence and they overestimate the performance and their ability to do that. There can be anchoring bias where people are basing their decision making by familiar reference point, and then because of that they are taking that decision. There can be confirmation bias where they are filtering the information which is confirmed to their own preference. So even though they have come across some of the negative aspects of this decision, they do not tell these things to their superiors, and they deliberately suppress them and tell only positive things about their decision, implementation and likelihood of doing, and that's how by filtering information they are confirming to their own preference, which many times occurs due to the coalition which has got more say to the top management because of the politics and power they have got. Then comes availability bias where we are thinking of taking certain decisions which are easily and readily available to us, that we think that we will be able to do this with the help of these. There are escalation of commitment where a person has got tendency to stick to decisions that they have taken despite clear evidence of being incorrect at times. For example, when a person goes for gambling, he puts some money, he is losing, but still he believes that he will win, and he puts some more money in that in spite of the fact that he is clearly seeing that he is losing that. So there is escalation of commitment. Once he has publicly said that this is the right thing, definitely I should win, and then even though he is failing in his decision, he can see the clear evidence of that, but he has got emotional attachment to that, and he starts committing to that only further, and naturally he is going to be a bigger loser. Randomness error at times, the tendency to believe one can predict the outcome of random events also. Here some people believe that some of the events are totally random, like slotting machine, where you never know when, after how many times when you put a coin, you are going to get say 15 coins or 100 coins out of that. It's totally random. But still some people believe that, oh, after putting 5 times or 10 times, I am going to get that. So they are predicting outcome of random events also, and that's an error that they are committing whereby the wrong decisions are taken. And there are some people who do not want to take any risk. So risk aversion, they prefer a sure thing and they don't want to take any chances, whereby the result may be mediocre or even low, but still they don't want to take any risk in this. So let's understand what are the various factors which can influence the decision making. There can be individual factors, there can be organizational factors. As far as the individual factors are concerned, one is the personality of the person. If he's got the achievement, striving and dutifulness, it can affect his escalation of commitment which we saw earlier, and he is likely to commit error and still continue doing that further. As far as gender is concerned, usually women ruminate or overthink about problems and they do not take quick decisions. Mental ability, some of the people may fall prey to anchoring, that they committed to one thing, they go on doing that. Overconfidence also occurs in them and escalation of commitment will be there. There are certain cultural differences. There are some communities where they are totally risk averse. Some communities or in some countries they are ready to take any risk. So cultural differences also are going to make difference in individuals taking decisions. For example, buggy jumping is a very risky kind of game or behavior which Americans won't mind, but Far East countries, India and all, we are going to be too much worried and we have got lot of fear for that. So we don't go for such kind of games and such kind of behaviors. As far as the organizational factors are concerned, performance evaluation criteria is also going to affect the decision making of a person. For example, suppose you have given the salesman that if you interview, if you try to convince, just try to convince the number of clients, and based on the number of clients you have tried to convince, your performance evaluation will be made. Even though it may not turn out to be in the actual sale, then also you will get the better remuneration. Then naturally he won't be that much bothered to convince the client, but just to go and meet more number of clients. So it may not turn into business, but still he'll get more performance evaluation and better remuneration, which is not the right way for organizational goals to be achieved. Then your reward system. Suppose you say that more the sale you are going to make, more the reward you are going to get. Now suppose he has done credit sales where the clients were not credit worthy. So even though he has sold those products, it is likely that there will be more bad debts. In that case, actually the organization will lose a lot of money. But as per the reward system, that salesman is going to get better reward in the form of better bonus or better incentive money. Similarly, formal rules and regulations, if they are very rigid in certain industries, certain kind of businesses, it may be hampering the sale of the products, especially in fashion, cosmetic, etc., because the clients are very choosy in these things, and some of the good clients also, they will ask for more credit. Of course they should be credit worthy, one has to see, but then also it can affect your sales. Similarly, system imposed time constraints may be there, that you are told that you have to get the money within 15 days. In that case, somebody is asking for 1 month credit, even though that fellow is credit worthy, you are likely to lose the business. And historical precedence of certain things can prevent you from doing sale and other things, which also may be adversely affecting the organization's achievement of the goal. Thank you for understanding the various aspects of the employee behavior and how it is going to be affected in the decision making in the organization by their personality, by their perception, by the emotional intelligence of a individual and the group, etc. And that's how the HR manager is going to manage the people once they understand the overall behavior of the employees, interpret their behavior in the proper perspective, and manage them well so that the organization can achieve their goals effectively and efficiently. Thanks.